G'day, I'm Alice Dempster, and I'm joined by Nathan Baronio from Eastern Colour, a farm in Queensland. It's a multi-generational property that produces apples and strawberries. Nathan, thanks for being here.
Yeah, no problem at all. Thanks for having me.
Now, firstly, where is your farm? Can you give us the geography?
Our farm's located in a little town called Stanthorpe in Queensland. So we're right on the border of Queensland and New South Wales on the Queensland side. It's a kind of unique region in that we're so high above sea level, it's the only reason why we can produce apples in Queensland, but then also strawberries during the summer. Normally that supply is done by Southern Australia, South Australia, Victoria and Tasmania. But we're like this nice little pocket where we can grow lots of temperate fruit, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's a shame that we're on a podcast now because I'm told it's beautiful and it sounds like a really unique site.
Yeah. Well, our former mayor said it's the place in Queensland where we turn water into wine. It's a pretty well-known wine-growing region for the Queensland market. But it's really unique in a horticultural sense as well because we've got lots of different produce, not just strawberries and apples, capsicums, tomatoes, leafy veg. I think the berries out of Stanthorpe are the best in Australia. I might be a bit biased. But
you have a good reason to be. Now, Nathan, your father, John, began the partnership with Woolies in 1988. Can you talk to me about that relationship?
Yeah, sure. Well, I was only two at the time, so my memory in the early days is a little bit fuzzy. But we've always worked really closely with Woolworths. Our farms always looked for new opportunities and changing markets in order to try new lines. Like I said before, Stanthorpe's an amazing region where we can grow lots of different produce. Woolworths have always been there with us whenever we've changed. When we first started supplying them, and Dad was younger, we were very big in broccoli. And we grew broccoli ranging from Glen Innes to Rivertree, which is a span of about 300 kilometres. Woolworths were with us with that. Then they were with us when we were in Stonefruit. Obviously, apples. You can't be a farmer in Stanthorpe unless you grow apples, I think, is a mandatory requirement. And our latest venture was, strawberries. So 10 years ago, we said there's a real opportunity here. We'd like to go for it. And, Woolworths were there to say, we'll back you. Let's go.
Fantastic. And how is that relationship with Woolies today?
Oh, it's great. You know, like we both realise that we're there to supply the end consumer, and whether it's through the quality or the cost, we're just both doing the best that we can in order to get the best possible product at the best possible price.
Mm-hmm. And while we're speaking about relationships, what's it like working as a family and having your dad as the boss? Or are you the boss now?
No. I think the best thing about a family business is the honesty, because you can probably get away with saying a few things that you would never be allowed to in the corporate sector. But, you know, you always come back and you always know that you're going for the same goal, and it's just a different road to get there. Look, it's great. I mean, I wouldn't change it for anything in the world.
Yeah, it sounds like a special opportunity to work so closely together with family.
Yeah, no, it is. It really is.
So what does the future look like for strawberry and apple farming? Where are your priorities?
Well, we've just had a really significant 10 years where we've gone from planting our first strawberry to getting up to 2 million plants to getting them fully substrate hydroponically grown under polycarbonate tunnels. So we're now looking towards the apples and refining what we do there and how we pack them, our storage techniques, and you know, we're always looking for new opportunities. Queensland's a growing market and they love their delicious summer fruit, so we got to be there to try and provide that for everyone.
Nathan, thanks so much for joining us. This is one example of how Woolworths works with their suppliers to get the best quality produce at the best value for customers. To find out more, head to woolworthsgroup.com.au.